Hello, dearest. I hope this memo got you well. I'm so sorry I couldn't be there tonight. That I couldn't be the one whose fingers will be trailing over your body, teasing every inch of skin until you're a quivering little mess. But I know that you're listening to me, and I know that you'll behave, listening intently to each of my commands, and doing exactly as I tell you, hanging on to every single word. You'll obey, because you're my good boy, and you like obeying me. That's right. Step out of your clothes. Toss them wherever. It doesn't matter right now. Nothing matters except for what I say. Lay on your bed. Feel the silky sheets against your skin. I know. You must be so excited to begin. So am I, darling. But you're going to take your time and savor yourself for me. Are you ready to start? I know you are. You're so beautiful. It's as if every piece of your body has been chiseled specifically to be enjoyed by me, appreciated by me, used by me. You're such a pretty little bird, and you're going to be singing for me tonight. I know you're getting antsy to begin. So, listen to me, dear. Take one hand and use the tips of your fingers to caress your collarbone. Just the lightest of pressure. Does that feel nice? Focus on the feeling. Trace your fingers down lower, over your chest. Are you getting goosebumps? Patience, pretty boy. Why don't you put those fingers in your mouth? I know you're obeying me. Now, suck. Get them nice and wet. And God, you always look so beautiful with fingers in your mouth. That's it. You're being such a good boy. Take your wet fingers and rub around one of your nipples slowly in circles. Pinch it between your fingers. Now let your hand slowly trail down your chest. Further down. Feather-light touches. over your torso, brushing past your navel and down further still, stopping at the crooks of your thighs. Take a moment. Feel how your heart races, how your skin tingles, and how you already ache with need. Not yet, though. Not until I think you're done fully appreciating your body as much as I do. Now, take your other hand and trace it over the other side of your chest. Savor the feeling of fingertips teasing your skin with promises of more to come. You know what's next. Fingers in your mouth. Good boy. You better suck them with the same amount of enthusiasm. No rushing. You need to pamper every part of that gorgeous body. That's right. Now you can play with the other nipple. Let the wetness on your fingers spread over it. Take your time. You may use both hands now. Run them all over yourself. From your collarbone, down your torso, over your sexy tummy. I know how badly you want more, but not yet. I want you to keep going, slowly, gently. Breathe deeply and focus. Feel your body, every curve, every mark. You are perfect. Hear my voice deep in your mind. Let the words reverberate through your core. You are perfect. And not a single thing can change that. Let your hands wander down your inner thighs. Enjoy the feeling of your hands exploring your body at my command, bound to my words. I trust that you're listening closely and obeying each command exactly as you should be. Of course you are. You're my good boy. And I know that you wouldn't dare disobey. Keep teasing yourself for me. Slowly. Delicately. From the sensitive skin behind your knees, working up to the apex of your thighs. And does it feel good? I can't imagine how badly you want to touch yourself, you poor needy thing. I suppose we can start for real now. You may use only one finger, though. Get it nice and wet for me. Use it to stroke yourself from the base right to your tip. Oh, I bet you're shaking with desire now. Such a pretty little thing. Do it again. I know. It feels so good. But just isn't quite enough, is it? You want more? No, you need more, don't you? Beg for me, pretty boy. Come on, say it for me. Please, miss, may I touch myself? I bet you sounded so cute. Too bad I can't hear you. I can practically see those puppy dog eyes silently begging me for just a little leniency. Such a needy little thing. You can continue by gently palming your needy cock. I know you're dripping all over by now. You're not allowed to stroke it yet. Just a light, delicate brush of your palm. Barely any pressure. But I know you're twitching wildly each time you graze over the tip. It feels good, doesn't it? Keep going now. Nice and slow. A leisurely tease. But you can press a little harder if you think you can handle it. Because I'm not done with you yet. And you're not allowed to come. Feel how hard you are. How your muscles tense. And your heart races. You're going to be good for me. Take yourself in hand and stay still. Do not stroke. Do not grind. Stay completely, totally still. Can you do that for me? I know that you can. You're going to be strong for me. Control yourself. I want you to use your thumb to tease your tip in little circles. Start nice and slow. Keep going. It's getting a little overwhelming, isn't it? Keep going. Faster. You're going to keep this pace until your legs are shaking and you can't hold any longer. You're not allowed to come yet, but you can get as close as you'd like. Just make sure not to tip over the edge. Behave. Are you aching with need yet? I already know the answer to that. You can take yourself fully in hand now. Give yourself a full, proper stroke. Just one. Oh, I bet that was delightful. And I'm sure that you want more. You've been so good so far. So here's what you're going to do. Listen close, handsome. Here are my rules. I will tell you when to start touching yourself, and you may do it however you like. But when I say stop, you better stop. You may come, but only if it happens before this voice note ends. Okay? Start. Such a shame I can't be there to watch you writhe and moan as I command you to touch yourself, urging you on while I devour you with my eyes. Stop now, handsome. Still your hand. Take a breath. How much longer can you even last? Start touching again, sweetheart. I want to tease you. Make you into a right mess. Until you have tears in your eyes from the overwhelming combination of pleasure and frustration. Not knowing whether to beg for mercy or for more. Stop. My mind is going wild imagining you right now, laid out on the bed, sweating, panting, totally breathless. Do you want to come? I know you do. You've been singing symphonies for me all this time. Such a good little bird. Such a pretty song. Just for me. Start again then. Go ahead. Indulge yourself. Let every drop of desire flow out of your body. Come for me, beautiful. Beautiful. And all mine. How lucky I am to have such an obedient little pet. You've been such a good boy. Maybe I'll even let you touch me later. If you can prove that you deserve it. Go take care of yourself. Get cleaned up. Get some water. And then take a moment. Look in your mirror. And know that that body of yours, no matter how you may feel about it, is the most wonderful, ravishing one that I have ever ever laid eyes upon and had the pleasure of touching. Now, be a good boy and do as you are told.